The Mike O'Mara Show.
Show off a gower, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
Beg your pardon?
Your wife, does she go, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Does she go, eh?
She sometimes goes.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet she does. Say no more. Say no more. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
Look, are you selling something?
Selling. Very good, very good. Know what I mean? Your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yeah. Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Oh, holiday stamps.
Could be. Could be taken on holiday, could be. Swimming costumes. Nudge, nudge. Candid photography.
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No. Yes.
Well,
I mean, like, you've done it, with a lady. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
And now for something completely different.
Now, I would just like to point out that this film is displaying a distinct tendency to become silly. Now, nobody likes a good laugh more than I do. Except perhaps my wife and some of her friends. Oh, yes, and Captain Johnson. Come to think of it, most people like a good laugh more than I do, but that's beside the point. I'm warning this film not to get silly again. Right, now, director, on the command, cut to the next scene. Director?
This is a frightened city.
Wait for it. Director, cut!
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Mike. Mike.
No, it's not that bad. I'm kidding, of course. I'm testing it right now to see how it's doing.
Sounds great.
It is Wednesday, May 7th, 2008. Today we welcome David Mark. Or is it Mark David?
It's David Mark.
Two first names.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
He's
the senior editor of Politico.com. He can turn it down just a little bit, Rob.
You bet.
He will be talking primary results with us today. Also, it's Argument Wednesday. Call us and argue just for the hell of it.
I'm not so sure.
And an interview with the lovely Tanya Devereaux of Jean Vivu, or whatever her last name is.
She's French.
She will be making love with any virgin who defends internet freedom. I don't know what the hell that's about, but
I'm for it.
The boys are applauding. Beth Ann's not, but that's all right.
That's a good sign.
And we tap into our core audience today when we play Who's the Lard Ass?
Yay!
Yes, our phone number is 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message Mike O at WJFK. No, not at WJFK. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O WJFK.
Right.
That's MikeOWJFK.
That's right.
Also go to WJFK.com, click on Mike, download the podcast, post your thoughts, and you can email the show, too.
Click on
coming
Mike.
Coming soon, MikeOMaraShow.com. Good afternoon, friends.
Good afternoon.
Mike. How
over
are
here
you?
To my right is Mr. Burbank.
Hi, Mike.
Here, Mr. Spiewak, Miss McBride over here. How's everybody doing? Here I am another day. Rob, you're going to yell at me for riding the motorcycle in, but I had to get it serviced today. Now, if you think that the reason that my voice sounds like this is the pollen, I'm prepared to perhaps accept that fact.
I think what you should do, Mike, tomorrow is ride the motorcycle in, but first, put a funnel in each of your nostrils. That way you can get as much pollen in your nose as possible.
Here it is. I feel fantastic. I feel
good. You look great.
I always look good.
I know.
Because it's better to look good than to feel good.
You've always said that.
What sort of face gear do you wear on the bike when you're riding?
Are you familiar with the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I am.
No. I'm sorry.
A ball gag?
I'm kidding, of course.
I don't
No, yeah, one of those
loud. Anyway,
the full shield or
loud. You know, maybe I say I'm not feeling badly, but everything's starting to annoy me again today. Just little tiny irritations. I wear what is called a half helmet, Buzz.
Right.
And if you had pursued,
I remember half helmets.
You know, you had the full ones, the 3/4 ones, and you know,
which is safer.
Well, I think probably a full helmet is safer.
Helmet.
When you got to work today, did you splash water on your face?
No, I did not.
I'll bet that would help you because I'm sure you collected a lot of pollen on your face. He's going to do it now, ladies and gentlemen.
With all this equipment. Oh, great. That barely works.
Bottled water. All right, here we go.
Hey!
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey!
Oh, that's E. That's better.
Yes. God. Okay, thanks, Warlock.
But still.
Thanks for your little Warlock tip right there.
Was that was worth the sight gag.
Doesn't mean anything at all to
if
me.
If you had come in your luxury SUV, you would have been sealed out from all the pollen.
He did not come in.
Let me tell you, it's 85 degrees today.
Tell me about
this. This is a day where live to ride, ride to live. You understand? Mm-hmm. And also, I'm getting my my motorcycle serviced today.
I see.
Yes, the dealership's going to have their way with my motorcycle. So I'm very, very excited to get it serviced, and I wanted to ride. Look, I had the back surgery. You know, I'm falling apart at 48 years of old.
I disagree.
My life is effectively over. The fact is, you know, screw the fact that they gave me this show. It just doesn't matter anymore because the body is breaking down.
You're dying.
Slowly but surely, the body is completely breaking down, and I just have no future. I swear to God, if I live past this Christmas, it'll be a miracle. That's the way I feel right now. First, we had the back surgery.
Right.
Then I had the chest cold. Yeah. Then I got over the chest cold, and then right after that, all of a sudden, this pollen comes in, and I'm talking like this. And it's very, very frustrating.
You're very frustrating.
This is the first 2 minutes of the show.
Sounds
what else is it going to sound like at the end of the show?
You're just getting warmed up.
And once again, the Andy Dick reference is what comes to mind for me. I think about that comedian who has his voice sound like this because he parties. Now, when I partied my ass off, I didn't sound like this. You know, now that I'm going to bed every night at 8:30, basically falling asleep in my girlfriend's arms, exhausted from this struggle, it's very, very frustrating. So, where's my doctor?
It's
Miss Offer and Not Deliver.
Man, because,
Miss don't remember what she offers
Dan,
because she offers
really
so much.
I really did forget. I know I was on the phone with Mike this morning.
Beth Tease Ann.
She's a doc tease.
She is a total doctor tease.
I said, do you want me to get a doctor to come in here in studio?
Well, I was going to go over to the doctor that Buzz's wife works for, but you know that doctor, unfortunately, you know I live in Manassas. That doctor lives in Berlin.
Oh.
As far as the distance is concerned, to cover that, it's just too damn far.
I guess so.
I mean, it really at that time of the morning, Rob. That's an hour and 15 minutes.
So you crave a doctor to come to you? A house call?
Well, no. Hold on a second. I did not bring this up. You took this up with Ms. McBride.
I forgot.
This is her deal. This is her deal. It's her deal here, Wade.
If you're going to promise something that you're not going to deliver on, Beth Ann, promise better than that.
What
she
is
says
happening
to me,
to me?
We're talking at 10 o'clock this morning.
Call her every day at 10.
Believe it or not, and I'm so glad I have the cough button right here, too. With the layout of this new studio, do not press that button.
Okay.
You will lose a fingernail. She will. She'll go right for it.
I don't blame you.
You know why? The power of being able to shut my mic off. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I'm trying to help.
So,
you signal me if you need your mic killed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, hold on. Wait. All right, go ahead.
That was efficient.
All right, now tell me when you want it back.
I don't.
Okay. We're just waiting for Mike now.
I really wouldn't mind doing the whole show like this.
Smooth as glass.
Off mic.
Now, I don't know what it sounds like over the air, if anybody can really. Yeah, you know, this sounds like the audio on American Idol.
It does. Yeah.
Turn me back on.
There
All right. wait a minute. We've got a guy saying my voice is fine.
I agree.
Another
it
Mike.
It does sound fine now.
Mike from Crapa Valley. How are you, Mike?
Hey, that was great. Hey, Mike, your voice sounds fine.
It's his voice.
It sounds like a biker.
Thank you. It's another great day. I can do a perfect Andy Dick right now.
Do it.
It's another great day for drugs.
Yes, you're right there.
Hi, my name's Andy Dick. Can I come to your house
so does that
and
mean,
do a line?
Does that mean you can't do Charlie today?
I don't think I could do Charlie. Let me try Charlie.
Yeah, let's see with it.
Hold on. Let me wet the whistle a little bit here.
Look, I'm clearing my throat for you, too.
And
will there be a door?
Incidentally, you can only do one opening when you're talking about your voice. When you have a bad voice, then it gets burned out. Because if you're going to talk about how bad your voice is every day, it's not going to be funny anymore.
That's true.
All right, here comes Charlie.
Disagree.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
That doesn't sound like
here
Charlie.
Here comes Charlie.
You know, I really enjoy this. Perhaps I could speak like this.
I like it.
Good afternoon, Beth Ann.
Hello.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about several subjects. Including you, you douchebag. That's a guy that we used to call all the time.
Don't do your voice like that because people will confuse it with my voice.
Yeah, you're deep baritone.
That's right.
All right, here comes Charlie. Hello, Rob.
Oh, Charlie.
Hi.
He doesn't sound good.
It's the end of the line for Charlie.
Charlie, how you feeling?
I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's very, very painful.
Just an
so how's everybody else feeling?
I feel great. Never better, actually.
You're taking drugs, though, right? For I'm not talking about the bad drugs. I'm talking about real drugs.
Everything I can get my hands on. Every morning, Allegra D for me, and it's working so far.
Buzz has never had a hangover.
And you take the stuff, too.
I take Zyrtec and what's the one for Singulair.
How bad is the pollen?
It is so bad.
It's so bad. I'll tell you, I saw a robin.
It's considered moderately high. We have a pollen reading today of 91.
That's BS.
Mostly from oak, maple, and ash trees. But I have good news. Tomorrow brings humidity and rain that will help weight and wash a lot of this out of the
air. What if it's not the pollen?
It is.
Well, then you are dying.
How can you be so sure?
Because I can judge from the way I feel.
Really?
And I feel tired and logy. My eyes itch. My nose tickles.
All right, then, Bethann, what about our doctor?
I need to get a doctor, don't I? I know.
Why did you say that?
Because I hang up the phone and I get 3 other phone calls and I get 10 other emails and...
You know why?
Why?
Because you know how we were up in the office before and I was saying all this engineering stuff hasn't been taken out yet and you're saying, I'll come in on the weekend and do it. Is that really your job to do it? It's not, is it?
It's like something I can control.
You're going back. No, you're going back to what you used to do, and I don't want you to do that because you're gonna burn yourself to a crisp by doing everything.
Remember,
your
she
weekend,
painted an office last time.
You know
she
where
painted.
You let me.
You know where you should weekend? You should weekend in Brazil. You should be on the beach in Brazil. That's what you should be doing.
Topless.
You should not be in here moving technical manuals that belong to engineering.
I was going to read them before I moved them.
Oh, my God.
Isn't the chief engineer here today?
I think
like
he
the head guy?
I think he is.
Why can't we talk to him?
Do you want me to go talk to him?
No, I'd like
to. And then I'll get you a doctor.
See if you'd like to come in. And I'll just propose that we've got some nice manuals they might be able to use over in our corporate headquarters in Lanham.
Can we also tell him my mic jack doesn't work?
I have the answer. We use those manuals to hold up the garage downstairs.
That would be good.
That's not a broadcast-related problem.
That is a building structural-related problem.
We
could kill 2 birds
I understand.
In this building, it would fall to engineering to fix the parking
lot. And when is that going to be fixed?
Soon.
Soon, shown and for the rest of your life.
As soon as they get MikeOMara.com up and running, they're going to start
paying.
That's
right.
Now, that guy we had a meeting with, and actually I'm optimistic about that. That guy's going to get stuff done. And this is just something I think that falls between the cracks. I think this is the kind of stuff that Bethann comes in here and she does it, and everybody just assumes that if something doesn't get done, Bethann will do it because she's a worker bee and she's doing other people's jobs, and that is very, very frustrating.
And not calling your doctor.
But while we're waiting for Jeff to come in here, I wanted to ask Rob is he coming in?
He's coming in.
Okay,
he is.
Good. I'm gonna appeal to you. Mr. Lockridge, Chief Engineer Jeff Lockridge here. Jeff, how are you? Oh, Jeff's pulling up a chair. That's good.
He looks happy,
He seems to be expecting a long visit.
Electrodes.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm sure you can hear the way I am. It's a little rough today. Because I was told that the best way to get things done around here is go to the seat of power. Go to the power people that are the most important thing, and you're probably not even aware of this situation, right?
The situation that Mike
I'll let you know. Tell me.
Okay,
what it
here.
Is.
This is simple. You know what? On your list of things that are important, this is an easy one.
Yeah, he wants colored lights on his car.
This is super easy. Okay. Upstairs in the office they moved me into, there are all these engineering manuels.
Yeah, old engineering office.
Yeah, the old engineering office that a month ago that I moved into, and a month ago that they said they were going to get all those engineering manuals out of there. So it's been a month, and I was saying, hey, can we get these out of here? And Bethann, you know what she said to me? She's not only booking guests for the show. She's not only a fabulous personality that's required to be here on the air each and every day. She's not only helping CK out with some of the programming elements on this radio station. She's not only coordinating new promotions for the show. She's not only being the liaison to the general manager here at the radio station and the GM, senior vice president of the cluster, Mr. Hughes. She's working her ass off. And I was saying, you know, really, I don't think that it's necessary for her to come in on the weekend and move stuff that you would probably want in a certain place when one of your guys could probably move it. So now that I've got the seat of power here, I was wondering, could we get that stuff out of the office? It makes me, for some strange reason, Jeff, it makes me uncomfortable. Those manuals,
all
you know why?
All that knowledge, all that information.
Yes, yes.
See, I was hoping it would soak in through osmosis.
It
and
really,
maybe,
I turn around and I look at words on titles that I don't even understand. And it just reeks of I'm in the wrong place. And it makes
the safety video, Mike?
In the safety. What was that safety video you
safety
pulled out?
Safety is fun.
Safety is a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
The trucks.
I think it's an OSHA thing. Yeah.
It freaked me out. So the bottom line is there any way that we could. You know, I ask.
I don't say, I don't demand, I don't do that, because I know you're all very, very, very busy people. But but I'm asking because, for God's sakes, the last thing I want her to do is have to come in here on her Saturday when she'll come in anyway. I want her to work, but I don't want her to work on anything.
Work for you.
Yes,
not,
I want her
not
to do,
for me.
Work for the show.
Hire
exactly.
some neighbor kids.
So I just a thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do my best to get it out as soon as I can. The overriding issue has been the office that the engineering department has now doesn't have the room for all of the knowledge and all of those books.
You could stack
it or
put it in boxes.
Well, yeah,
hold up the garage.
We'll find a place and we'll get it emptied out for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate that. And I know Beth Ann does too.
Oh,
Jeff
Lockwood. And before he goes.
Thank you very much.
Would
yes,
you like
Rob.
To play him what sounds like in the World Feed Panel now for your instant replay?
Oh, yeah. All right. That's good. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a bit of a technical problem on the show, and now we will play the hum, which you, with audio processing equipment, you probably won't be able to hear this.
I think they might hear this.
But you might hear this.
Turn
this
up
is what
your
we
radios.
Hear. Go ahead. Let's listen.
Turn it up.
Ooh.
That's the sound of our machines that play sound effects. And
I say it's the pollen.
That's I think the pollen's causing that problem as well. You hear that, Jeff?
I have.
Yeah. Now, what does that tell you? What when you're a trained broadcast engineer, when you hear that sound, what exactly goes through your mind initially?
Initially, the first thing that went through my mind is you've heard the urban legend of this low frequency tone that
yes.
makes people uncomfortable and GI that's maybe what we were trying to do.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I pretend that I do. Yeah.
That was in case you never heard one, folks. That's an engineering joke.
Yes. Very good. Okay.
Whatever it was, Beth Ann got excited.
Okay. Gave you three there. So what would that be? A bad ground, a bad wire, a wire crossing.
Name that hum.
Something coming out of my throat.
It happened in the last 20 minutes before we hit the air.
We've lost some filtering in a power supply somewhere, I would think. It's not a ground loop type hum. No.
No. That's right.
It's another joke.
That wasn't a joke.
That was a serious answer?
That was.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly in the right channel for me.
Okay. Well, that's enough inside stuff. We'll deal with that during the commercial break, Jeff. So now you've heard it?
Yes.
You won't have to.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you wiggle?
So it is something with this.
He found which wire it was.
All right. He found that right away. Well, that's pretty good.
Well, that is good.
That's impressive.
That's points.
That is really, really impressive.
Was that an input wire or an output wire?
I'm right actually now. Applauding.
Okay. Sounds good now.
Yeah, but play something through.
Yeah, play something off this machine.
I just
machine.
Did.
You just did?
Hey. You know, I'm going to give
he
real
did
applause
it.
There.
He did it.
That's pretty cool.
What precisely did you do so when it breaks again,
that's
I can
cool,
do it.
Jeff.
Magical.
Did you just wiggle? Hey, baby, shake it one time for me.
That's really neat. He wiggled a wire and the hum went away.
Just like that.
It's literally the magic touch.
Really? Okay. Well, get out of here. Thank
Don't
you very much, Jeff Lockridge.
Eat a man.
Hey, that's pretty neat. You know, I like it when they come in and they fix something while we're on the air.
Like
that's
it.
That's
Jeff,
very,
come in during
cool.
the commercials and show me which you wiggled because I know it's going to break.
All right,
again.
Rob, calm down now. Rob's so jealous.
Uh-huh.
Rob is so jealous.
Course.
Boy, Rob.
Of everything.
Nice job, Rob.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry.
Why couldn't you do that, Rob?
Maybe I didn't put enough force behind it.
But you know what? I'm not worried about you and the engineering, Rob. It's not your job because you are a member of the Kentucky something. What the hell did you? Rob has been wanting me. He is wanting for 3 days. He's wanting me to discuss this on the air.
I know he's excited.
This is some organization. I think it's Klan. I think it's Klan related. What is it?
This is a package from the office of the governor, Frankfort, Kentucky. Look at this. It's an expensive envelope,
what
right?
Is this a drinking game?
No, it's not a game at all.
What the hell
look
is it?
Look at this certificate.
Hey, oh, wow.
That
looks
isn't that beautiful?
Doctor.
Can I see it?
Look
at
it,
please. Bring it over
right.
here.
Please.
Pass
That's
it along.
Nice. There
handle
we go. I won't even look at it. I'll
handle
just give it to Mike.
Here carefully. It's an important document.
Okay, let me read this. Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Huh. Yes.
Stephen L. Beshear, governor.
Sir?
To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting know ye that.
Keep going.
To all whom I'm trying to read
Sounds
the legalese.
Sounds like my Pro Flowers copy.
To all to whom these presents shall come.
That's right.
Okay.
Greeting.
Hello.
Know ye that the Honorable Robert W. Spiewak.
Well, okay.
Here I am.
Is commissioned a Kentucky colonel.
How about
That's
that?
It's spelled with K's.
Yes, all K's. Colonel also with a K. I hereby confer this honor with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. I testimony whereof I have caused these letters to be made patent and the seal of the Commonwealth to be hereunto affixed. Done at Frankfurt the 29th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2008, in the 216th year of the Commonwealth. Kentucky's a Commonwealth as well?
Yeah, of course.
What the hell is this?
The Honorable Order of Kentucky Colonels.
It's an order.
The highest honor awarded by the Commonwealth of Kentucky is that of the Kentucky Colonel. Our Kentucky colonels are ambassadors of goodwill and fellowship around the world.
Sure.
I now join the ranks of such people as Carol Channing.
You're kind of a putz.
Ann Margaret.
You're kind of a putz.
Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Dwight Yoakam. Muhammad Ali. Jeff Foxworthy.
What is wrong with you?
And Whoopi Goldberg.
Would you like to explain what this is about, please?
Why would
please?
You get up?
Isn't it magnificent?
What do it's you do? It's not. No, here, give it back to me. I'm sure he'll want to frame it.
Mm-hmm. I will.
What is, well, what the hell, why do you rate a Kentucky colonel?
What does it mean?
A good buddy of the show who has sent a lot of music over the years, and I will thank him now on the air forthwith.
Yes.
To all ye who are listening.
Ye.
Tab Patterson was made a Kentucky colonel because
Tab Patterson. I know Tab Patterson.
Sure.
He's where'd a Kentucky colonel. My,
ah, there it is. Here's Tab Patterson.
I am a gay American.
No.
I am a gay American.
He did a video about, show business. Tab did a video about, Kentucky tourism.
That's a bunch of bull.
And mentioned to the governor's office that I use my position to promote Kentucky bourbon. Which I do, and I
enjoy.
Wait
a minute. When do you talk about Kentucky bourbon?
You're more of a beer guy.
You talk about beer. I mean, if anybody, they should bring you over to Bremen, Germany, over to the Beck's plant and just, have you bronzed.
Well, he said...
Have your liver bronzed.
He admitted himself that he might have bent the truth a bit, but he says that I do promote Kentucky bourbons. I've never done anything to hold them back.
God,
now all I need to get Mike is a string tie.
Hold on.
I'm set.
Got a phone call for you, Rob.
Okay,
somebody's
good.
Excited about this. Somebody actually is misguided enough to call and congratulate you.
Thank you.
Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Matt?
It's Jack.
It's Jack. Why not start every show with a
wrong name?
A wrong name.
Sure.
I'm so tired of these are the little things that it's because of the voice. Little things that I...
Right, makes let me,
you I'm
going to
write a note.
Put you on edge.
Go ahead. Rob, you talk to this guy because I'm going to write a little note to...
How you doing, Jack?
Howdy, Rob.
So what would you like to discuss? My colonelship?
Well, about the... the in and out wire and all that sort of thing. And I just wanted to say that you the man. I heard Buzz telling the maintenance guy or whoever he was.
Are you a Kentucky colonel? Here's the note for Beth Ann.
So, anyway.
Okay. I'm glad that you have a message for Jeff, our maintenance guy. You hold that up for me, Mike?
Very nice.
Yes, there you go. Just a little gentle note.
A gentle reminder. That's all that is.
He'll never be a colonel, not with that work ethic.
Any more questions for the Kentucky colonel, Matt?
Or Jeff the maintenance guy?
Thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Matt from Wichita, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys had any new Zogby poll results following the primary yesterday.
You mean like exit polling?
Yeah.
Well, isn't Zogby really kind of an advance type of thing where they tell you what they think is going to happen as opposed to what people are saying when they vote?
Right. Right now, Zogby's going to be focusing on next week's West Virginia primary,
I
think.
Or is this a cheap ploy to get Mike to do the Zogby voice he did
yesterday? It was a cheap ploy.
Oh, Zogby voice.
Mr. Zogby.
Yes, I am Zogby.
Do you have any exit polling?
No, I'm much too busy. Yesterday was a primary, and I'll be going to my estate. I'm going to my estate in Rhode Island.
And congratulations, by the way.
What are you congratulating me about, boy?
On being made a Kentucky colonel.
I appreciate that. I think it's a worthless and meaningless position.
Colonel Zogby.
I don't give a rat's ass about it, and I say hi to the people of Wichita.
And what's your name?
My name is Zogby.
Thank you, Mr. Zogby.
Do you have any questions? You contact me at zo.com.
That's it?
That's right, Zogby. Is that good enough for you, Matt?
Thank you very much.
All right, go build a Learjet out there in Wichita. I appreciate that. I'm Zogby. Speaking of Zogby and politics and all that, we will be speaking with David Mark, who is the senior editor of Politico.com,
good,
who will tell us about all the results. The last I heard, Hillary, lovely Hillary and her cankles, they were going to meet with the superdelegates today, and I want to find out about that.
Yeah, I wonder how the other people in the military, like myself,
Colonel,
will have voted.
Are you really going to insist that we refer to you as Colonel from now on?
I think it would be nice.
Okay.
I mean, you say you hate it when people call you Michael.
No.
So out of courtesy, we
Colonel
call you
Mike would be. No, if you're going to be Colonel, I want to be like
of course you're the
Field Marshal.
I would think the General.
I don't like General. I like I like naval titles.
I know who you are.
Admiral.
You're the CEO.
Admiral.
You're the CEO of fun.
Yeah, but that's not a military title. What would Beth Ann be?
She would be a whack.
And I'm a seaman.
I am a whack.
I'm a seaman first class.
Yeah. Thank you. You know what, Beth Ann? Yeah. You do strike me as someone who could actually exist in the military.
Why?
You have that bearing about you.
You think?
No, you're not delegate. You're very authoritative.
You could be like a World War II hostess. Mm-hmm. You could hand out chewing gum and apples. One of the Andrews sisters.
Well, congratulations, Rob. I'm very, very happy.
And
for
I hope this doesn't change the way we act among each other. Just because I'm a colonel, I'm still just Rob.
I plan to treat you with the exact same amount of respect that I treat you with every day.
I hope so, Mike. And you.
As we continue to pursue our weight loss together. And incidentally, I'm going to call that day two of inactivity.
Oh, really?
How did your evening go? Did you?
Are you guys on a diet?
Rob and I are talking. Here we are.
We're on the launching pad.
We are in preliminary discussions about weight loss.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have Carla, who keeps me on that Weight Watchers thing. Rob is really getting ready to whore himself out to the highest bidder.
Yeah,
because
pretty much.
Let me explain the way these salespeople work around here. When you mention weight loss on a radio program, they begin to salivate, and then they show up outside the door going, yeah, I've got a client. I've got a client that'll do it. I'm very excited about that.
I said to CK the PD, I said, it's time to play with fire. He
okay.
says, what do you mean? I said, I'm ready to lose weight, and I'm ready to do it on the radio.
Well, you know what's going to happen now. People. Not only are we going to have salespeople now, that people are going to call and suggest that you lose weight, too. I think it's a wonderful idea. I would like to really...
You've kept the weight off.
No.
Wow.
Oh, you ass. Oh, you pure ass.
Oh, come on.
There's no room for that kind of
shit. She's silent.
No.
She sits here like a bump on a frog's ass for the entire opening, and then she comes in just thinking of something hateful to say.
There's no room for talk like that in this man's army.
God, she's nasty.
She is.
Thought that was a name.
God, I've got to find something to play.
Horrible.
Something mean to play. What can I say?
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
No, I don't think so. So this is what she does. Okay, this is first of all when you're listening at home, it's very difficult for you to understand when Beth Ann makes a comment like that to me. She looks at me very seriously and says, "You've kept the weight off," and then I wait just long enough where she cracks up, where she starts showing her teeth.
Yeah,
you be awful.
No.
I swear. No, I haven't.
She really chooses her moments, doesn't she?
But see, you're lucky. I mean, you really. I mean.
Come on, keep digging. Keep digging.
I'll just stop.
You know what Jeff Hedges told me? When you're in a hole, stop digging.
Yes, he would know.
Shut off the tractor.
Let's go to Tom. Let's go to Tom in Rochester. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Tom. How the F do I sound?
You sound like you're
son of a
marble.
Bitch.
Sounds great.
All right, what can we do for you, Tom?
Is that your Bob Dylan imitation there?
Yeah, I sound better than that pimp last night with the dreadlocks, whatever his name was.
Jason
Castro. Yes, yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to lobby on my own behalf for colonelship because I've never done anything to hold back fried chicken.
Ha ha, that's very funny. Yes, sir. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Here, Mike, a little song.
Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't matter.
And hey, Mr. Taylor.
And now, kumbaya.
He looked good, didn't he?
I'll tell you,
what
Beth Ann tells me is it doesn't matter what this guy sings because it's snail trail time, no matter what he sings. Women across America are just cooing the whole time because they all want to sleep with him.
He is so stupid.
Well, that's hot.
That's what women like. They like the dumb guys.
That explains it.
I don't think he's dumb.
Oh,
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
I wish. You know, I'm gonna spank my hand here. You know why? Because I can't
yell. Hear
it on the air. What are you
doing? I can't yell.
I know you can't raise your voice.
Because I'm supposed to now.
Do you want me
guys,
to yell
at her for me.
Hey. That's wrong. He's gonna think. Why don't you think?
You don't think. Okay. That he's stupid. That
no.
he's incredibly stupid.
I think he's incredibly hot and charming.
I think he's charming.
Yes.
All right, charming to look at, maybe.
No.
But I don't think he's stupid.
Well, no,
I guarantee you he's stupid.
Excuse me.
So I would think David Archuleta was the least intellectual of the ones left.
We're talking about numbnuts. I don't even know his name.
Jason Castro.
We're talking about this. Now, why do you look at me like, hey, you forgot? You know why? Because I block out people that aren't worth it.
I know.
I block out people that are going home tonight from American Idol, and you're going to be very disappointed.
I bet he does.
And I'm going to call you and say, he's gone.
Wow, it's a bet.
I accept, if you think the guy is hot with the dreadlocks, that's fine. But smart? He can't express.
I just don't think he's dumb. I don't think he's.
What's the difference?
I promise you,
there are different
dumb.
Levels of intelligence.
Yes, there are.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
That's a smart man.
That is a smart man. That's a man that's made something of himself with DJ skills.
That's right.
I give Billy Bush all the credit in the
example
world.
Example about Jason Castro.
Yes.
A few weeks ago on the results show, when he was standing backstage being ready to be brought out, he yawned.
And he's also a guy that is not able to express himself with English.
True.
He will sit there and go, how do you feel about your experience? And he will go, it's like...
I do think there's something wrong with your television. I'm not saying he's the most well-spoken guy.
Did you just
on
say
television.
There's something wrong with my television?
That's yeah, what because she said. Remember you couldn't hear the band.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
the band was horrible.
Maybe I was.
Rob concurred with me on this.
He did.
And I'd like to know if anybody was watching Idol last night that could not hear the band the way they normally hear the band. All I heard were the lead vocals, and I did not hear the background vocals.
Particularly on
background
Hungry
music.
Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf is one of the first songs they sang last night, and I could not hear like the resonance from the band. I think there was something wrong with the audio on American Idol last
night. Now, you were watching in high def through what, like an amplifier?
I had my regular flat screen.
Okay, through the TV speakers.
I had my regular 110-inch flat screen.
Nice, very nice, Mike.
Were you
watching in surround?
I was not watching in surround.
See, I was.
So, I mean, even with that, I didn't get the normal sound.
Beth Ann, were you watching in high def or standard definition?
Normal.
Normal TV.
Yeah.
It
could
have been.
Black and white or color?
Of course. Angel.
They are separate feeds.
The little matchstick girl.
So it could be
She actually made her corn on her hot plate. She had her corn on her hot plate, and then she washed it on her Hello Kitty.
I'm
portable.
Glad you've kept the weight
her
off.
Hello Kitty TV.
You've never looked better.
Yeah, thank you. How is that little hit? What's great about it is she can watch all her video cassettes.
You should see him in my car.
She can watch her video cassettes on her Hello Kitty TV.
Beta.
But what's amazing?
Oh, my voice is terrible.
Normally, the sound is one of the most consistent things on American Idol. They normally do a great job.
And I'm glad
it.
You, because I know you've got a pretty good surround sound. Buzz doesn't watch American Idol.
Right.
I mean, he would have been the definitive word because he's got the best surround sound of anybody.
I definitely noticed it on that first performance of Hungry Like the Wolf.
And you're a Kentucky Colonel, which I'm excited about.
Marty. That audio was out of whack.
Marty from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Marty?
Just fine, Airwave Deity. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You want to talk to the Colonel?
Yes, I'd like to congratulate Colonel Spiewak on his commission.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
that's good. He's very excited about his commission.
Oh, we all are.
Yes, aren't we? Let's take
See
another
you at the
call
meeting.
Here. Another one from Manaste, Virginia. Dave, you're on the show. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I think that if Rob is insisting on being called Colonel, that you should have come.
Okay, thanks so much for the call. Kurt from Northern California. Sometimes we just have to move past them, Colonel.
But as you can see, Mike, they're all very excited.
Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm just calling. I had a question for Beth Ann. I was looking at the Cinco de Mayo photos.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Most women that have breast enlargements get them done too big, and I think that yours look great. But what were they before?
How would you hang up and listen, Kurt?
Oh no.
Because we're all waiting for this one. Come on,
listen. You know,
tell us the story.
Apparently, they were smaller than I thought. Because when you have plastic surgery, you have a before and after picture.
Right.
And when I saw the before picture.
Smaller than you thought?
Yeah.
I mean, you thought. Don't you kind of know how big they are?
Well, you know, some women are.
Well, the question is.
Was I ever a lifeguard in the Manassas area?
That is the question.
No, I was not.
Oh, that's a funny answer, you know. That's hysterical. The Ride with McBride material right there. No, I was not. The recipes will be coming up in about the next half hour.
Don't forget next week's remote at the book sale.
Yes. You're supposed to say, yes, I was, and
yes,
I did the whole lifeguard staff.
Sorry.
And half the football team all summer.
And the reason you quit is you can no longer float on your stomach.
That's
See,
funny.
That's what you're supposed
Sorry.
To do.
Okay.
Hello, I'll Bruce. Bruce, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good, Mike.
How you doing, Bruce?
Good. There's only one way to keep Rob in line.
Now that he's a colonel?
Kaiser O'Mara.
Kaiser. I like that a lot. I like Kaiser. David from Portland, Maine. You're on the show. How are you, David?
I'm doing well, and you?
Well, just peachy.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the sound quality on Idol.
Please, it was driving me nuts last night.
Well, you know, I was flipping channels, and you had to turn it way up on Fox to hear it. And then, of course, you'd switch a channel, and you get blasted out. Mm-hmm. And was commenting upon that all night is that I wish they'd fix their sound quality.
Yeah, they had some issue, and I'm not sure whether it was, the feed that was coming from the affiliate or whether it was actually coming out of the actual broadcast from American Idol. What, do you know something about
this? I'm just going to ask him, were you watching in high def or regular TV?
Oh, he's gone. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, Buzz.
But what Buzz is saying, there's two different ways to get the audio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Did you try that? I actually tried that, and it was the same thing. You still didn't have the audio the same way.
I only watch in high def, Mike.
Let's go to Paul in Woodbridge, Trowbridge, Virginia.
In the Colonel's house.
Hey, Paul, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? Yeah, actually, the sound quality was all over the American Idol blog this morning that the sound quality was bad. And apparently, one of the engineers hadn't plugged in one of the machines all the way. And hopefully he'll plug it in. They'll get it fixed tonight.
Okay, so you were on the American Idol blog this morning? Paul? Hello, Paul?
He bailed after he made his Jeff
Lockery. I guess he's got to go to the House convention this weekend, too. Jesus Christ. The AI blog. Let me blog this morning about that. Justin from Sacra. Joe, if I read some of these, I would be off the air. I will not say Sacra Blanco. Hello, hello, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Wow, that guy watched he goes on the American Idol blog. I have a man's question for you.
Yes.
I'd like to know if Beth Ann, I'd like to put this whole plastic surgery thing behind us. Can she post the before and after pictures on your guys' website?
Listen to the passion.
Beth Ann, this is radio. You cannot communicate through looks to me that I have to give to our audience, but that's what she's doing.
Sure.
She's giving me a look
that them all over the internet.
Yeah, she's giving me a look that would say, are you out of your mind? No, there's no way she's going to do that, Steve. Well, you know what I would do? Steve, are you a single guy?
It's Justin.
Justin, I'm sorry, Justin.
That's why I'd like her to post them.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll work on it.
I'm going to have to do that, Justin.
Maybe, getting her drunk on absinthe sometime before the end of the summer. That might be one of the thoughts.
Why can't we just put up pictures that aren't her and say they're her? Because they never show the face.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what?
Then they'll know.
Hold on. That is a project for you. You can do that.
Perfect.
All right. Tomorrow, maybe even before the end of the show today.
I'll have it for you the next break.
All right. Next break, Rob. And you know what I'm thinking of because we work that way together. Mm-hmm. You're thinking of the same thing.
As a matter of fact, excuse me, won't you?
Yes, the before. Rob, the before.
What is Rob doing right now?
I can't laugh.
He can't laugh.
The before will have to be special. So you heard it.
So
we
special.
Will have the before and after photographs of Beth Ann. All you have to do is go to WJFK.com and Rob will have them probably before the end of the break.
He might have them now.
Let's go to Steve in Waterville, Washington. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, I've not heard of Waterville, Washington. Where is that, near Spokane?
It's halfway between Spokane and Seattle.
Very good. What can we do for you, Steve?
Well, I just wondered, since Rob made Colonel,
yes.
Is he wearing a monocle now?
No, he's actually not wearing his uniform today. He's in his dress whites.
Yeah, I just have a white shirt and a white suit, a white cowboy hat, and a string tie.
It's a lovely look today, and he brought us all chicken.
I put steer horns on the front of my Tahoe. Mm-hmm.
Tony, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Tony?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, good. I was just saying, thinking that since it's your show, you should be Supreme Allied Commander.
Supreme Allied Commander. I'd like to be the guy that's on that that credit card commercial. You know, where the guy comes out with the red suit on and he wants kittens.
Yes.
That's the guy I want to be. I want a uniform just like that. Got time for a couple more before we have to take a break. Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Mike. Love your show.
Thank you very much.
I have a question and a comment. First, the comment.
Yes.
Talking about fuel prices in Gainesville yesterday, I believe $3.45 was.
I think
the
that's roughly the number we got yesterday out in Gainesville. We'll take them anytime too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to let me interrupt you for a second, Rick.
Sure.
In the event that you come across gas prices anywhere you are, please call us 877-365-3636 and let us know where the prices are low. Why? Did you already get the picture?
I have both before and after.
Wow,
hold on.
That was fast.
All right, Rick. Your comment about gas. Go ahead.
Yes, unfortunately, it has moved at the two stations in Gainesville from 3:45 to 3:50.
You don't see it first. You don't see it first. Sorry, Rick. They were running around in here like children.
It's okay. I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
Go ahead.
The gas price has gone up to 3:53 at both stations in Gainesville. So there is an 8-cent increase from yesterday.
From yesterday, wow!
It's amazing how they did.
Yeah, 3:74.
And what's your question, Rick?
And my question is, Mr. Spiewak, would you prefer to be addressed as Colonel or Exalted Cyclops?
Just Colonel. Colonel is fine.
Thank you very much.
And you keep up that ass attitude, and you'll spend your night in the pen.
The Robites are calling right now. The Colonelites are calling for Robite help. Would you like to be Allied Supreme Commander? Yes, sir. We get 30 of those in a row.
Those are
now.
My people.
We're going to take a break and come back with more tomfoolery and hijinks. Uh-huh. And later on in the program, we're going to be debuting a fabulous game. I'm not going to tip my hand right now, but I will say, all of you corpulent listeners, all of you people that might be a little broad in the beam.
Rubenesque?
Yes, Rubenesque is a wonderful, big-boned, men of and women of larger carriage.
Thank you.
I always enjoy that one. Stay tuned. Today's show is for you especially.
Sure.
We will be right back with the first buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.